So our first show since the first round of the expanded Canadian Championship has concluded. Really exciting stuff to see. Obviously, an expanded tournament, 13 teams in it. Halifax has advanced, beating Vaughan 3-3. Away goals, of course. York 9 took down Blainville 1-0 on aggregate, thanks to that that goal by Ryan Telfer in the second leg. And then Calvary, as we already mentioned, took down Pacific. So that sets up kind of an interesting second leg. Well, it's interesting for us because it's an all-CPL second leg.
All-CPL, all across, yeah.
Second leg, I should say second round. York 9 versus Edmonton, Valor versus HFX, and Cavalry versus Forge.
Cavalry versus Forge, you say?
Yeah, I think that's the one that's... this has already been kind of a Cavalry and Forge-heavy show, but that is, you know, literally 1-2 in the league, right?
Yep. And it's going to be the bout of the century, as we're going to put it. No, I don't know. I don't know what we'll call it, but... yeah, that's the one that I think everyone's really looking forward to seeing. And then the winner of that takes on the Vancouver Whitecaps. So there's a lot to play for here. But also, you know, both teams will just be so hungry for this one. It's not even a case of, well, Cavalry will be busy with the spring portion of their season because Forge is still fighting for it. So it's high priority for both. But they're also both neck and neck in this league. So it just creates this incredible sort of back and forth of, well, who wants it more, but also who gets the edge on who, and can a win in the Canadian Championship sort of demoralize the opponents towards the end of the spring portion of the season. So there's a lot of interesting talking points here, and it'll be curious to see which team comes out on top of this one.
Well, and perhaps Calvary and Forge are best, you know, have the best chance in this competition because of their depth, because... you know, people really haven't been talking about it, but, you know, the travel involved in playing a first leg and a second leg and then having that weekend match in between, like, that's it is really hard. We saw Calvary pretty much change their entire squad for the first leg against Pacific. When we first saw that, we're like, oh, who knows what this is going to be? Players that we haven't seen before. And then they obviously perform quite well. But, you know, again, I think that they both, as we already mentioned, they have the depth, so perhaps they're best equipped to move forward.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a pretty intense matchup. I mean, it's almost unfortunate that we're going to be losing one of these teams at this stage of the competition, so only one of them is going to get to go on and test themselves against an MLS team. But it's probably easily the tie of the second round.
Yeah, and moving ahead, I know now we're kind of seeing CPL teams obviously going to be playing MLS teams and the Ottawa Fury as well in USL in the next round. I'm curious, Armin, how do you kind of see the rest of the tournament shaping out? I know we already kind of talked about this.
Rest of the tournament. Okay. Well, we have HFX versus Valor, and I think in this one, Valor probably has the edge. So I'm going to give it to Valor, and it'll be a Winnipeg versus Ottawa bout in round three. The other one, though, is the one that I'm most interested in beyond just the platitudes of, like, who's winning between, you know, York 9 and Edmonton. It's who's possibly taking on the Montreal Impact. There's a lot of connections here, and not just that, but York 9 versus Montreal, that's like its own little version of, you know, Toronto versus Montreal. I guess you can, it's not really a 401 derby if you have to take the 407 toll route and all, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be an interesting Ontario versus Quebec battle again. And I don't know if York 9 has enough in the tank to defeat Edmonton over two legs. I think if they do, they're just going to need a really, really solid home showing and then hope for the best away. But, you know, in the end of the day, this is also an opportunity for Jimmy Brennan to salvage something from the early part of his season. Mm-hmm. So maybe spring doesn't happen for the last place team. But, you know, beating Edmonton over two legs and then advancing in the Canadian Championship can be a good little silver lining to salvage this early goings.
Montreal is maybe the one team in this next round that I think I wouldn't want to face. They're having a good year. I mean, the Whitecaps are obviously transitioning, and USL is, you know, a level below. But yeah, I think the Impact would be tough. But Armin, Nostradamus over here.
But then you look down the line, and then what I'm really most curious now about is the end game scenarios. It's what happens if Cavalry makes it all the way to the final and then Toronto FC's there. It's like,
I love this stuff, man. Yeah. I love it because it makes it real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Dude, it's just like BMO Field hosting a CPL team in a final of a Canadian Championship. I mean, between the three of us, we've seen so many Voyageurs Cup finals at BMO Field. But to see a CPL team there would be a dream, I think. Mm-hmm. And not an unrealistic one, which is really the case to be made here. The Cavalry versus Forge thing sort of throws some of the heavy hitters into an early battle, and maybe you would have wanted Forge or Cavalry a little bit further ahead. I mean, it's also very possible that we see Forge versus Toronto. That's a possibility. I don't want to say Cavalry's making it all the way without any contention. But, you know, it's these storylines, it's these connections, it's players who are playing against their old, you know, academy teams. This is the beauty of a domestic cup, right? Mm-hmm. This is the fun part of watching these teams battle each other from different leagues.
Yeah, the expanded competition, I don't know if it's just me, but it makes it feel like the stakes feel higher.
Yeah, definitely. Because
there's more teams in it. It feels like it's less kind of rote, like every year. It's like you play two ties and usually Toronto wins and
historically anyways. It definitely adds a little bit.
The other cool part of that is it makes everybody seem like it's one big family in Canadian soccer. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. We do have different leagues and they are playing in different, you know, levels, and ultimately though, the growth of this game in this country will come down not just to one league, not just down to a set of teams, but through all of it, you know? And I think that's what we've already seen, is there have been flag bearers and torch bearers throughout, but the rising tide lifts all boats. And that's what we're seeing in the Canadian Championship. This battle for the North, this unreal level of hype that we've seen already in the early rounds, this was unimaginable 10 years ago. So it's incredible to see how far we've come.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you.
Well said. Great way to end the show. We'll be back next week. Obviously, some CPL games going on this weekend. HFX Wanderers taking on Pacific FC. FC Edmonton hosting Valor. More games on the way. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Charlie.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm still angry about the Villa result, but it's okay. I think we've already moved past it.
I feel pretty good about it.
Okay, see you guys next week.